Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham Talk 1600. And as always, if you want to call into the show and talk about any of the subjects we will delve into today, 734-822-1600, or you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. And what we do every Saturday here on The Drift is go over the news that I put on The Daily Drift. That's www.thedailydrift.com. And the sponsor this half hour will be the Rock Shop on Godfredson Road. Now that the weather's cooling down, and it's kind of chilly out there today, isn't it, Derek? Good day for football game, U of M's first game.
Yeah, definitely is a fall feel out there right now. It is definitely good football playing weather.
Yeah. First home game today here. I didn't see any traffic, so I don't people. What time does it start today?
It started at noon.
Oh, okay. So I missed all the traffic. Thank goodness. I was a little worried when I got on the highway. Coming down 23 sometimes just gets jammed up. Can't stand that. But anyways, I had a good ride in, so hopefully it'll be still good when I'm leaving. The Rock Shop on Godfredson Road. Now that I just got sidelined really bad, didn't I? The Rock Shop on Godfredson Road at M14. So if you get north there, you'll find a great landscape supply company. Marco and Helena Scapatici run a great little business. And all the landscape, patio supplies, you name it, boulders, rock walls, all the things that you would need. And the weather's outside is perfect to work on that. So call them at 734-455-5560. Or you can go to their website, www.rock-shop.com. Shop, that's shoppe.com, and they will teach you to install everything they sell for free. Now, who does that? So that's a great place to buy your landscape, patio, front yard, backyard stuff. Retaining walls, boulder walls, pavers, you name it. 734-455-5560. So the first thing I wanted to do was say thanks and have everyone give thanks. We pulled off the 14th anniversary of 9/11 yesterday without any attacks that I know of. I didn't hear of anything. So, you know, I always hit September 11th, and I'm always worried something's going to happen. I just have this cloud hanging over my head. And this year we seem to get through it so far, knock on wood, that nothing happened, and hopefully we'll get through the weekend too. So the one thing I did ask my son, I said, you remember, you know, 9/11, he wasn't born then, but he goes, I know what you're talking about, Dad, and they talked about it in school today. And so I was happy that at least the teachers in Plymouth Canton schools are still, some of them anyways, are still talking about 9/11, what happened, and that it was terrorism. And, you know, I don't know if, I hope they were blaming the Islamic extremists for that terrorism, but not being in the classroom, I won't delve into that too much. So let's give thanks for God looking out for us on that one. Let's start out with some, we got a lot of stuff to cover today, so I want to kind of plow right through it. And if you want to call in, 734-822-1600. First thing we had is the Corser Gamrat this week. Todd Corser, Cindy Gamrat, who were kind of caught in an extramarital affair. Those are our two house reps in Lansing. They were expelled. Cindy Gamrat, anyway, was expelled. Todd Corser gave up the ghost and resigned, trying to do the honorable thing after they had an investigation, an internal house investigation. And it was recommended that they be expelled. So Corser went ahead and dropped his in. Gamrat tried to fight her way through it and end up being expelled. But the odd thing was that a lot of Democrats would not vote on the expel. They were kind of making hay out of it. And you know what? I found it offensive. Somebody admits their mistake. They admitted using state funds and were going to pay the price. And the Democrats were looking to blow it up and make a big thing out of it. And they were trying to use it as a bargaining chip for something else, which is, I think, probably what happened, and the payback will come. But that included Representative Gretchen Driscoll right here in Saline, who was voting no, and as well as Adam Zemke and David Rutledge, all local House reps who were kind of involved in not voting for the expelling because they wanted to drag it through the – never let a good – crisis go to waste is kind of what I'm looking at. So they were either using it as leverage for something else down the road, And now, of course, they're going to send it over to the state for an investigation. Why are you wasting our tax dollars, Gretchen Driscoll? You know, you want to run for Congress? Is this another way to put your name out there? You're like, you're doing something helpful? You're not. You're not helping at all. You're wasting taxpayer dollars, and you're trying to make hay out of something that has already been settled. They're gone. They're out of the House of Representatives. So that, frankly, offended me quite a bit. Let's take a quick call from Jenny, Brownstown. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
I drank a little too much coffee, so I'm on a roll. What do you got?
Oh, man.
Slow me down, Jenny.
Anyway, yeah, that offends me, too. But what I wanted to say real quick is, well, thanks to Obama and Kerry, we may have one heck of a 9/11 one these days.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And it might not be on 9/11.
It could be a nuclear 9/11, thanks to John Kerry and Barack Hussein Obama. We're going to talk a lot about that today. What do you got? What's really bothering you, Jenny? Something you want to point out?
That really bothers me because what Mitch McConnell did this week, that really bugs the crap out of me.
Isn't he gutless? The old chicken-necked guy is as gutless as they come. He really is. I mean, come on.
I don't know what to think. I don't know what these Republicans really, Gary, aren't any better than the Dems.
Well, and you know what? I think that's why so many people are looking at the outsiders. They're looking at the Ben Carsons, the Donald Trumps, the Carly Fiorinas, because you know what? They've had it with the regular GOP. These guys are going to Lansing or they're going to Washington, D.C., and they're not fulfilling their obligation and their oath to us to make a difference. You know, they'll find every excuse, oh, we need the Senate, you know, and the next time, oh, we need the president. Do something. Shut the government down. It wouldn't bother me a bit if you shut the government down, you know.
And his reasoning was so stupid. It's like, oh, yeah, that'll make hay for us in 2016. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you're not going to be there in 2016 is what I'm going to tell him, because if you haven't stood up for us now, I'm certainly not going to vote for you to stand up for us in the future. The game is over, man. That's why people are looking at Donald Trump. He may be the closet Democrat or the liberal special interest guy. Who knows? But we already know that everyone we voted for so far is a special interest lobby guy. You know, we're not winning with the Republicans.
Now, I just can't believe these people, honestly, and I haven't been in this kind of thing very long. I've only really been involved in it, listening to it and stuff, since 2009, and I am totally disillusioned, but I'm going to keep getting up and putting one foot in front of the other one because I know who's still in control, and it's not Barack, and it's not Mitch, it's the Lord.
Well, there you go, Jenny. Yeah, you've been doing your work. You've been hanging with me since I started here four and a half years ago, whatever it was. So I always love to have your calls, Jenny. You keep up the good fight. Call us anytime.
I love you guys, Gary. I love you people. And Mark Levin is still my hero, too.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate it. Take care. All right. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Gary?
Good, good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd like to tell my Hillary Clinton, Eleanor Roosevelt joke, but we don't want to get you pulled off the air.
Yes. That was a great joke, too. Thank you for sending that one. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a shame someone else can't take up the mantle and tell that as an inside joke. But anyway, let everybody else. And I called regarding Perry. I saw your Facebook. A lot of people are asking whether they should drop out or not. And frankly, I feel if any of them feel that they have a very important point, like Lindsey Graham, he's a one-note wonder. He's on about ISIS. And as much as I dislike Lindsey Graham, I do agree with his point about the need to fight ISIS. But then he goes and votes for the Iran things and just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Rick Perry probably would have been a decent president. He was a decent governor. I can't agree with him on a lot of things. I don't think he was strong enough in places. And screwing up the last time around, I don't think he was able to get over the foundering. And I had heard that he had, the previous election, when he made such a bonehead out of himself. He had just come out of an operation and wasn't doing very well, and that was all part of what fell into him, his failure last time around. But
right,
you know,
he was on medication and that. But if any of them got a point or a purpose, they should stay in as long as possible. And what I really don't understand is, why do you pull out this close to the debate? Stay in the debate and make your points. Drop out the day after the debate if you have to, but be in the debate, or if nothing else, go after Obama, Biden, Clinton, and Sanders hard. Do something good for the overall conservative cause,
yeah.
Then drop out.
Yeah, well, he was down to, I was reading an article, he was down to one staffer in Iowa, one staffer in South Carolina, no staffers in New Hampshire, and was just running out of money and just couldn't do it any longer. And you know what? We have such a strong field of candidates, and that's what he said in his speech where he dropped out, or suspended it. You know, he suspended his campaign. Doesn't mean he can't jump back in if something were to happen, but he said there's a strong field, and what I did take away from his announcement was the fact that he said, I want the grassroots, the true conservatives, to carry on that fight. And to me, that's good. He's not just jumping on the Jeb Bush wagon or something else. He's asking for the true conservatives to continue the fight. And I hope he comes out for one of those Ted Cruz or one of the outsiders and not the same old inside guys that we've had. So
yeah, who do you think what candidates will benefit by Perry's small percentage?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Go to somebody.
Yeah, the percentage is so small, I don't know that it's going to make that big a difference. He was one of the guys down below 1%, so I don't know that it'll make any difference in the short run anyways. Maybe in the long run, if he gets on the campaign trail, he might be able to. But they said he went to Iowa, and nobody even knew who he was. He was completely ignored when he was at the Iowa State Fair. So, you know, the writing's on the wall. He got out, and thankfully he did. I think they should get out early enough so that they're not just making a bigger mess in the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, again, I guess I just slightly disagree. I guess if you got a point and you want to try to pull the herd your direction for your main point, I think there's some value in that, even if you know you've got a snowball's chance in HELL.
Right. Right.
So
okay, well, let's thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Joe. Let's move on, and I'll get Ken in here before we have to take a break. Thanks, Joe. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to quickly comment on two issues. One, I believe Donald Trump's popularity is very simple. There's a lot of people out there like me that despise the establishment of the Republican Party. And so we want to stop any candidate that they endorse, which clearly is Jeb Bush. Now, I do not identify Donald Trump as a conservative. I could be wrong, but I don't see him as a conservative. But that doesn't matter to me anymore. The establishment hates conservatives. The establishment hates people like me, and I want to stop their candidate.
Yeah.
And the other point I want to bring up is later this month, Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, is going to be speaking to Congress. Here's a man that's encouraging millions and millions of, I see them as jihadists, coming into Europe and America. Here's a man that clearly supports Barack Obama when it comes to his Iranian deal. And I just want to point out something. Church theologians, and I agree with this point of view, Martin Luther, William Tyndale, John Calvin, John Knox, Zwingli, and many, many, many others have identified the office of the papacy as the Antichrist. And when I look at this pope, I clearly see, because of the way he stands and his views, he's definitely not someone that is promoting something that is good for mankind. This man, who's a commie, is definitely not pro-Christian.
Yeah, you took the words right out of the mouth. The communist part was, he's the first communist pope, as far as I know, so that's the way he goes down in my book. I have very little respect for the man. I don't care what he's done in his life or anything else. For him to be acknowledging and pushing, he made statements, and there was an article I got on Facebook that he was comparing the Quran with the Bible of all things and trying to pull out the similarities. You know what? I've read them both. I'm assuming he should have read them both. And there's no way you can compare the two religions. It's nonsense. And so
William Tyndale made a very good comment regarding the office of the papacy. He said Saint Peter was sitting in the chair of Jesus Christ, referring to Saint Peter teaching the doctrine of Jesus Christ. But the Pope, regardless of who he is, the Pope is sitting in the chair of the devil. And when I look at this current Pope, I definitely don't have a issue to argue about.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. Great comments, Ken. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. Thanks for the call, Ken.
Take care.
Derek, you ready for a break? All right, we'll come back. It'll be a quick one. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Summer is the best time to get your landscaping projects done. Call the Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road at 734-455-5560. The Rock Shop is ready to help you design and complete your garden and landscape dreams. With a large selection of garden sculptures, fountains, rock walls, and pavers, your dreams can become a reality that will improve your home's value. As always, the Rock Shop will teach you to install everything they sell for free. Call 734-455-5560. And don't forget to visit the Rock Counter Room and check out a wide variety of unique gifts. See the website at www.rock-shop.com. The Rock Shop is conveniently located on Gottfredson Road at M14. Call 734-455-5560.
$150,000 in cash and prizes are up for grabs at Fire Keepers. Do you have what it takes to win your share? It's the last winner standing giveaway. And if you're standing last on Sunday, September 27th, you'll take home the top prize of $40,000 cash. Earn entries now by playing with your Red Hot Rewards Club card. Then be at Fire Keepers Sunday, September 27th from 2 to 7 p.m. when players will be chosen to compete. Prizes get bigger and bigger every round. Every player wins, but the last winner standing each round takes the top prize. And the last winner standing at the end of the night takes home the grand prize, $40,000 cash. So will you be the last winner standing? Find out September 27th only at Fire Keepers. Get your Vegas on overnight at Fire Keepers Casino Hotel. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. FireKeepersCasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Running solo today. No Drake at all. No guests. Just me and Derek peering through the glass and trying to have a good time. So one of the things we're going to probably hit most heavily on in today's show is the Iran nuke deal. And two things going on in Congress here. The Democratic senators, and that includes your friend and mine, Debbie Stabenow, and Gary Peters, are supporting Barack Obama's Iran nuke agreement. okay? And they're not even calling it a treaty. It's his agreement. And I'm hoping there's somebody out there who's going to be able to help me today, because I got a question that I want people to answer. The sanctions against Iran were put into place by Congress, by law, through Congress, and I'm having trouble understanding how they can be lifted without Congress saying we are now going to lift them, which shouldn't happen with the majority of Republicans in the House and the Senate. And yet the bill to a resolution to disapprove of the bill in the Senate fell short because 41 Democrats said, no, we're going to filibuster it and not even let you vote on it with a simple majority to pass it. And so the Senate is completely ineffective. Mitch McConnell is ineffective. He's a loser. This guy can't do anything in Congress. I mean, why in God's name would a Democrat, okay, would a Democrat, just because you're supporting Barack Hussein Obama, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters here in the state of Michigan, I want you to call them. I want you to call them, email them, fax them, whatever you have to do, and see if you can get them to change their mind. Now, Gary Peters is in for 6 more years, basically, and I think Debbie Stabenow is not up until 2018. But you can tell them these words: I will actively campaign against you, because she is not siding with you, the Michigan taxpayer, the Michigan voters. She is siding with Iran. Because the lifting of these sanctions, should it happen, will put over $100 billion into the coffers of Iran. And Iran, as everyone knows, is a state sponsor of terrorism. And so this madness for 41 Democratic senators to be supporting Barack Obama against the American people, and the majority of the American people don't support this. Once again, it's like Obamacare all over again. They're just jamming it down our throats whether we like it or not, and we're stupid enough to keep voting for these idiots. Make those phone calls to Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow and tell them enough is enough. We're tired of the nonsense that you're not supporting us and doing what we're asking you to do. Now, in the House managed to reject, and 25 good Democrats used their common sense and sided with the GOP to reject the Iranian nuclear deal. Now, that leaves us up in the air again. Let's face it. The dictator-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, is going to do pretty much whatever he feels like anyways. But you got to get out and make that effort to make those calls. You are in control. Not only on the day we've cast a vote, but on every other day of the week when you call and pester. Because you know what? Most of these politicians just want to get reelected. That's their main goal. They don't care about you. They don't care about the United States. They don't care about the state of Michigan. They just want to stay in office and collect their $170,000 a year and their lifetime commitment for pensions and benefits. That's what they want. So if enough of us are calling and screaming at them, they'll change their minds because they blow with the wind. And even Barack Obama won't be able to stop if they get thousands and thousands of phone calls from us voters working on that. Now, Derek, we've got a track, and this is from retired Admiral James Ace Lyons. He's a former commander-in-chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, and he's talking about Barack Obama and his foreign policy toward the Middle East. You got that ready? He's an older gentleman. He's showing up at a anti-jihad conference. And listen to what he has to say. Let's play that.
Welcome.
Well, yeah, thank you, Frank. Sorry I missed the earlier presentations due to my 3-hour and 20-minute commute this morning. But, you know, as a number of you heard me say before, we've had many opportunities to change the course of history. And it hasn't mattered whether it's been a Republican or Democratic administration. We failed every one of them, starting with Carter, went to the takeover of our embassy. We could have cut off Khomeini and his Islamic fundamentalism at the knees. We were going to take Carg Island, and he rejected it. We could have walked in. The next time was the Marine barracks bombing. And you all probably wonder why we never responded. I won't go into the long detail, but the guy that sabotaged the strike. I'm glad you're all sitting down.
We're too close to the end. We'll pick that up after the break. I forgot to look at the clock and see how close we were. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll finish that and pick it up from there. See you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In the Phoenix freeway shootings, the prime suspect is still on the loose.
They're continuing to question a person of interest. Oscar De La Torre Munoz was taken in for questioning on Friday. Sources tell Fox News Munoz bragged to friends about his involvement in the shootings, but he says he was simply buying cigarettes with his mom outside of a convenience store and has no idea why police think he's involved.
Fox's Will Carr.
Munoz was later booked on a separate drug charge, although authorities tell us he's not their guy. 11 shootings have occurred in the past 13 days, the last on Thursday. Authorities admit there could be more than one shooter.
AP says a change in government procedures has led to a big jump in people losing coverage under the president's health care law because of immigration and citizenship issues, and over 10,000 people may be forced from their homes as the Butte fire in Northern California burns out of control. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
JDRF is the largest international nonprofit funder of research to prevent, treat, and cure type 1 diabetes. Join in the fun and make a difference at the JDRF One Walk Ann Arbor. Help fund life-changing type 1 diabetes research leading to better treatments, prevention, and one day, a world where type 1 has become type none. Walks are the backbone of JDRF's fundraising efforts and are made entirely possible because of people like you. The 5K walk follows paved paths at Hudson Mills Metro Park. Strollers, wagons, and dogs on leash are welcome. There are lots of fun activities for the kids, including refreshments, bounce houses, tattoos, and face painting. Please support One Walk Ann Arbor on Sunday, October 4th. Help by making a donation to a member of the team or by fundraising for the team. To learn more, visit jdrf.org. Teens Using Drugs, What to Know and What to Do is a free, ongoing two-part education series. The October 2015 series will be presented from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, October 6th, which is part one, What to Know, and Tuesday, October 13th, which is part two, What to Do. For further information, call 734-485-8725 or visit dawnfarm.org. Have you been considering homeschooling high school? Join with others for shared academics, enrichment, social, and service opportunities. Chemistry, robotics, drama, stage combat, there is something for everyone. Adventurers meets on Thursday afternoons and evenings during the school year. For more information, go to adventurershomeschool.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here on Wham! Talk 1600. So we're talking about the Iran nuke deal, and we're talking about Obama's foreign policy in the Middle East, and we were in the middle of having retired Admiral Ace Lyons, former commander in chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, talking about Barack Obama's foreign policy. And can we pick that up where we were, Derek, and let's hear that.
Was the Secretary of Defense, not once, but twice. Reagan approved, the French wanted to do a combined strike, and Reagan approved it. And Weinberger wouldn't issue the order. I have personally talked to George Shultz and Bud McFarlane. They told me they pleaded with him, and he wouldn't do it. You have to say, who the hell got to him, or what got to him? I've never been able to get an answer on that. In the Gulf Tanker War in 87, we were going to bring down the Khomeini regime. You know, And the guy that sabotaged, I had Brief Weinberger at my headquarters at Pearl Harbor that summer. And this was going to be in August of 87. And the one who undercut us the most was our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Crowe, at the time. You know, if you go forward and you look at, you know, we shot down by accident that Iranian civilian airliner a few months later. And what did Khomeini do? He said, I'm drinking from the chalice of poison. And he said, I have to make a truce with Saddam Hussein because the Americans have shown they're coming in on Iraq's side. Well, think of what the hell we could have done had we executed the strike we wanted to do in August of 87. You know, we all say we have to identify the threat. Well, I think the one who identified it the best was Erdogan from Turkey when he said, Islam is Islam. There are no modifiers. Democracy is the train we ride to our ultimate objective. He couldn't have said it any plainer. And until you recognize that Islam is a political movement masquerading as a religion, you're never going to come to grips with it. And as far as a strategy, let me just conclude one thing. And as I just had in my latest op-ed, the Obama administration has a strategy. It's very simple. Any thinking American should be able to grasp it. It's anti-American, anti-Western, it's pro-Islamic, it's pro-Iranian, and pro-Muslim Brotherhood. And with that, I'll yield the mic.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and there you go. It doesn't. Why didn't a guy like him run for office? You know, why? What happened to those war heroes that we as a country stopped electing war heroes? Here's a guy who's got the guts to say that, and yet the rest of us keep electing pansies like Barack Hussein Obama. Maybe he's not a pansy. Maybe he is pro-Islamic, pro-rape. Maybe he's the plant, and I'm the crazy conspiracy nut. But it sure looks like that, doesn't it? It sure looks like that. Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing today, Gary?
I'm doing good. I'm getting angrier every time I do my own show.
Yeah, I agree. And the reason why people like that don't run is because they're loyal to our country and not loyal to themselves. You know, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, you take a look at, Wahlberg and Trott, yeah, they'll come out and stand against this Iranian deal like they're doing something for us and they're all, you know, rah, 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 pro-America, but they both voted to take the Senate out of play through the Corker bill, and now this is no longer a treaty, it's an agreement. They knew it was, see, they can be against it and know it's going to pass and still do the right thing to make them money. And that's what it boils down to. And I don't care if Tim Walberg is listening right now and he wants to get all mad and call in and defend himself, let him try, because that's the truth. That's what you're doing, you know, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You could have left this a treaty, and they'd have needed 67 votes, and they couldn't have got them.
Right. That's what I don't understand, Jimmy. How are they lifting the sanctions, and when they are put in place by Congress, a law put them into place, how does a law just not, is it just not being enforced, or is he actually lifting the, I wish somebody could call me. I've been trying to dig through the internet, and I don't understand how the sanctions, how American sanctions, the rest of the world's already lifted their sanctions. It's too late. Russia just entered a new contract for S-300 missiles with Iran. Long-range missiles. Hello, Israel is now well within the scope of being bombarded. You know, it's crazy. But how are we lifting our sanctions? That doesn't make any sense. I'm confused.
Well, I don't know either. How do they selectively enforce different laws? I mean, if you take a look at what they do, I mean, like this, for example, raw milk or any other thing, it's selectively enforced. If you are on their side, they don't enforce it against you. But if you're not on their side, then they enforce it against you.
Right.
You know, they go after Amish people, for crying out loud. They're a real threat. They're a bunch of terrorists. Those people don't even own guns. I mean, come on. What are you worried about?
Yeah.
But, oh, well, you know, they don't vote for us. Well, they don't vote, period.
Yeah. It's they've turned our country into an Alice in Wonderland where everything is upside down and topsy-turvy and inside out. It's the craziest thing. And yet, when it comes election time, we continue to vote for these complete treasonous imbeciles like Gary Peters. We all knew the way he was going to vote. He was going to jump on Barack Obama's tailcoat and ride it all the way, just like that idiot Debbie Stabenow. How did that woman, and I'm woman, she's an idiot. How did she get elected yet again? Shame on us, Michigan, because we're too lazy and stupid to get up and look at somebody new. And shame on the Democratic Party for not putting somebody up against her in the primary. The Democrats don't give a rat's banana about the rest of us. They don't. They keep putting things in there to follow Barack Obama and his agenda, which has taken us to God knows where, but it's not a good place.
Well, shame on the United States itself in general, the people and the states themselves, for not trying to repeal the 17th Amendment.
Yeah.
And getting rid of these morons.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care about us. When they're out campaigning, they're out raising money in California and Wisconsin and places like that, and they're running here in Michigan. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's they're just and then they go getting their money
there's
wherever.
Another thing that really makes me mad. If you really do, oh well, we need the people we're serving the people. We want the people to elect us because we're serving you. But yet you'll go hide inside of a federal courthouse where we can't even get in to see you, get into your office. We can't even talk to you because you're hiding behind all these federal marshals. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, great call, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Make sure you give us a holler again.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, absolutely. And to prove the point of Barack Obama's pro-Islamic, pro-Iranian, anti-American, we've been hearing for months and months that the war against ISIS is going well. Well, let me tell you something. There was an article not too long ago that the number of sorties, bombing runs we're doing against ISIS targets is like 16 a day or something. During the Balkan War, we were doing 200 sorties a day. Are you kidding me? What kind of an effort is that on Barack Obama and the U.S. military's part to stop ISIS? That's nothing. And now we find out there are 50 intelligence officers who are now saying that the reports they're putting out are being altered by the administration, by somebody, to make it look like we're actually making progress against ISIS when we're not making any progress at all. I mean, it's pretty darn clear to see that when you've got millions of people called refugees, call them what you want, crossing the borders, they're migrating. They're literally crushing the borders and walking across Europe. It's because we're not winning. It's because we're not stopping ISIS. Now, these people are fleeing to get into the better parts of the world, Europe, Hungary, trying to get to their northern Europe, of all places, because Germany's got such great entitlements. That's why they're going there. But, you know, there's an odd statistic, and I heard this on one of the other shows, that the refugees that are going to areas in the Middle East, fleeing to other areas in the Middle East, 50% are women, 40% are children, and 10% are men. Whereas according to UN statistics now, this is not me, this is UN statistics, 70-odd percent of the refugees going into Western Europe are men. And if you've seen any of the videos online of the camps, of the places where they're going to, they're starting all kinds of fights and violence. The Turks and the Kurds in Germany down in Berlin were having a giant free-for-all. They had to bring in the army to stop it. This is not just exporting people. It's exporting violence. And now ISIS is claiming that they've already sent 4,000 fighters into Western Europe under cover of this mass migration of refugees. There's something going on here, people. You got to wake up. There's just no way we can continue to do this. Now, Ted Cruz said it best. He was at the anti-Iranian nuke rally that they had this week, along with Donald Trump and Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. And nobody says it better than Ted Cruz. You just got to love this guy. It's no wonder he was a debate champion. You got that second track ready, Derek? All right, let's play that.
Do you value the safety and security of the United States of America? Do you value standing with our friend and ally, the nation of Israel? Do you value the lives of millions of Americans? Or do you value more party loyalty to the Obama White House? I ask you to consider, how will you look in the eyes of the mothers and fathers of our soldiers, the hundreds of soldiers, American soldiers, who were murdered in Iraq with Iranian IEDs that came from General Soleimani? This deal lifts sanctions on General Soleimani. Tell me, if you're a Democratic senator, how you look a mom in the eyes and say, I voted to lift sanctions on the man who murdered your son when he was defending this nation. But beyond that, when we talk about terrorism, it's worth remembering that if this deal goes through, we know to an absolute certainty people will die. Americans will die, Israelis will die, Europeans will die. Osama bin Laden never had $100 billion. He was filled with bilious hatred and, using rudimentary tools, murdered nearly 3,000 Americans on September 11th, 2001. We're now talking about giving the Ayatollah Khamenei, a theocratic homicidal maniac who hates America every bit as much as bin Laden did, giving him $100 billion to carry out his murderous plan. And let me be clear, if you vote to send billions of dollars to jihadists who have pledged to murder Americans, then you bear direct responsibility for the murders carried out with the dollars you have given them. You cannot wash your hands of that blood.
And there you go. Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, I know you're not listening, but I'm hoping somebody who supports them will listen. Listen to that. That speech makes it as clear as a bell. Debbie Stabenow, Gary Peters, and every other 39 Democratic senators in the U.S. Chamber of Senate, of the Senate, are voting with Iran. When we get nuclear weapons in Iran and they bring them to bear on American soldiers, or worse, the American mainland, it will be your fault, Debbie Stabenow. It will be your fault, Gary Peters. You should be ashamed, and you're going to go to a special place when you leave this world, because you turned your back on your country. You're a traitor. This is treason, pure and simple. Anybody that supports this deal is guilty of treason, and they should be sitting in Leavenworth in an orange jumpsuit. I don't expect the Department of Justice to do anything about it. Of course they wouldn't. But history will show that you should be in jail. You people don't care about the United States of America or the people that inhabit it. You're not worthy of being in Congress. Now, it makes you look at the whole idea of what our foreign policy is and who we're siding with in Syria. Why in the name of all that is holy are we trusting and having faith in Muslims and extremists who will probably end up using the weapons we give them against us eventually anyways? Russia's now sending troops in to assist Bashar al-Assad. Is he a saint? No, he's not a saint. But he's not burning people in cages. He's not lopping heads off of people. Did his secret police probably do terrible things to some of his Syrian people? I imagine. He probably did terrible things to our own intelligence people if he caught them. We've never heard that, but I'm sure it's happened. He's not a saint. But he's not the same type of enemy that you see in ISIS. And anyone that says ISIL instead of ISIS, I don't get that. But it's somebody who's putting their own head in the sand. Derek, you got track three. It's Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov talking about the buildup of Russian troops going into Syria right now. You ready? Let's play this.
While Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov discussed the coalition's long-term plans for fighting Islamic State today, he also had to answer recent accusations that Russian troops are engaged in fighting in Syria. Murad Gazdiev explains.
The Russian foreign minister clarified what Russian troops are doing in Syria. He says they're there in a non-combat role to train and familiarize Syrian state forces with how to use Russian weapons, weapons which Russia is supplying to Syria and is obligated to continue to supply to Syria under contract signed well before the start of the civil war. Weapons which are now being used, by the way, to stop the Islamic State, to hold it at bay in Syria. And he says attempts now to somehow portray Russian aid to Syria as helping the Islamic State, well, they're an outright lie.
The idea that supporting Assad's regime in its fight against terrorists strengthens Islamic State is perverted logic. It's nothing but an attempt to help those who use terrorists to topple unwanted regimes.
And there you go. This is a crazy topsy-turvy world. You can not like Russia, you can not like Putin, but you know what? They're on the right side this time. Assad is not looking to get nuclear weapons to bomb the United States. Assad is not putting people out to kill Americans here in America. ISIS is. Al-Qaeda is. Iran wants to. Russia's caught in the middle, but at least they seem to be doing the right thing. They're putting troops there to actually fight ISIS. And are they siding with Assad? Yes. And that's probably who we should have picked, too. Instead, we get this idiot, Barack Obama. You got this next track. This is Obama talking about Putin's idea of putting the troops in there. Let's listen to this.
We are going to be engaging Russia to let them know that you can't continue to double down on a strategy that's doomed to failure. It could prevent us from arriving at the political settlement that ultimately is needed to bring a peace back to Syria.
Okay, so, hello, Barack. Whatever plans you've had have not worked. And you can't blame Russia for supporting Assad for your mess that you made in Iraq by pulling our troops out too soon. You can't blame Russia for having done what you did in Libya, supporting against Gaddafi. Your Arab Spring has turned into a nightmare. This is your failed foreign policy that's lit the Middle East on fire. You deserve all the credit for what's happened in the Middle East. Everything that bad that has happened there, for the hell on earth that you've made over there, is Barack Obama's fault. That simple. Now, Putin, oddly enough, penned an op-ed in the New York Times this week. And I'll put it up on the website. I didn't have time to get it up today, but I'll have it on for tomorrow. But he pens an op-ed and he starts out like this. Recent events surrounding Syria have prompted me to speak directly to the American people and their political leaders. It is important to do so at a time of insufficient communication between our societies. Pretty important, because Hillary Clinton's reset button was a shambles, and everything Barack Obama has done since then is a shamble. So yes, there's no communication with Russia. Syria is not witnessing a battle for democracy, but an armed conflict between government and opposition in a multi-religious country. There are few champions of democracy in Syria, but there are more than enough Al-Qaeda fighters and extremists of all stripes to battle the government. Here's a guy who at least knows what's real over there. Now, does Barack Obama not know what's real, or is he siding with those crazy extremists? We shouldn't be sending any weapons to guys unless we know for sure who they are. Al-Nusra Front, some of these, I don't know who they are. I don't think our government even knows who they are. Assad, you know who he is. Is he a bad guy? Yes. But he's not a bad enough guy like ISIS. You gotta, sometimes in the world, you have to pick the lesser of two evils. We do it here in this country all the time. We pick Barack over God knows who. Now we're choosing between Hillary and who else? Of course you have to pick between two evils. The world is not a good place. I'm going to put that up there because I want people to read that. To make humiliation for Barack Obama even worse, and this is again how convoluted and crazy the Middle East has become, Iran is sending soldiers to Syria to help not only Bashar al-Assad, but also to help work in conjunction with the Russian troops. How crazy is that? Now, you know, Russia and Syria, Russia and Iran have always had a relationship. That's why they're selling missiles and arms to them. But it just goes to show you that there's only two options here. Either Barack Hussein Obama is a complete moron who doesn't know what he's doing in his administration, or he's a pro-Islamic extremist sympathizer. Because there's no other way you can make, frankly, I don't think you can make that many mistakes. The law of statistics would show that you'd have a success somewhere along the line. But I'm not seeing any success like that. All right, let's change up our agenda here a little bit. There was one thing I wanted to get to before the bottom of the hour, top of the hour here. It's Planned Parenthood Fund. Let's talk about Margaret Sanger for just a second. There was a nice article that I put on the Daily Drift. And if you're not going to the Daily Drift, you should be. We've got the articles there, www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. It's the information I put up there for you so that you can stay informed and make good decisions this next election. We've talked before about Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. We all know by now, if you listen to the station, that she is a racist. Planned Parenthood was founded to get rid of African Americans, to get rid of Latinos. But few people probably know that she also hated Catholics. Okay, she thought the Catholic Irish were also bad people, and the Italians. She didn't like any of them either. Margaret Sanger, a crusader for birth control, says she would find another place to live if Senator John F. Kennedy became president. How often have you heard, if that guy becomes president, I'm going to leave the country? You hear it quite a lot with George Bush and Barack Obama and some of the presidents we've had of late. But did you ever hear somebody say that about JFK? Who in their right mind? Now, I'm a conservative, but JFK was kind of a conservative Democrat. But who in their right mind would ever have said that about JFK? If he becomes president, I'm going to leave the country. I wish you had, Margaret Sanger, because we wouldn't have so many Planned Parenthoods today if you had. You should have kept that promise to us. She was opposed to Kennedy because of his religion. She's quoted as saying, "In my estimation, a Roman Catholic is neither Democrat nor Republican. Nor American, nor Chinese, he is a Roman Catholic," Ms. Sanger said. That's pretty doggone disgusting. And to know today, this country funds Planned Parenthood. What does that say about us? That we support, from our taxes, a federal government that gives money to a woman's foundation that kills African-American babies? 70% of all 55 million that have died since Roe v. Wade are African-American. I'll leave you on that somber note until next week. Until then, go to thedailydrift.com and get the news you need to know. See you next week.